Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series that tackles the top issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. I'm your host, Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, and we've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO, Bank of Montreal. According to common notions of leadership, business leaders are charged with guiding and energizing their people and partners consistently and continually. It's a tall order, but there's no single secret to filling it successfully. But according to Mike Lipkin, it helps to think of leadership as a competition for people's sustained attention. How do you win that battle? By applying the six C's of the maestro. Joining me to explain these concepts is Mike Lipkin, president of Environics Lipkin, the motivation arm of Toronto-based Environics Research Group. Mike is also one of North America's preeminent coaches and motivators, and one of the keynote presenters at Growth Camp 2011, Profit Magazine's upcoming conference for Canada's top new growth companies. Mike, welcome to the Business Coach Podcast.
Ian, thank you for inviting me.
So, Mike, you do some great research with Environics Research Group into social values, consumer attitudes. What are Canadians thinking right now, and what does that mean to business owners?
Right. Well, the three trends that we're tracking right now, Ian, are not necessarily that positive. The first trend is we're seeing a lot of fatigue out there. You know, it's taken all we have just to stay in the same place over the past 3 years. There's a saying out there that says, flat is the new up. So what we're seeing is a large level of fatigue. And the second trend that we're seeing is a very large level of overwhelm. You know, so much is coming at us so fast that we're not quite sure what to focus on. And we're suffering from what we call a state of hypocopia, an inability to cope. And so with that overwhelm and with that fatigue, there's the third trend, and that is what we brand as apocalyptic anxiety. So people are really concerned for the future. They're concerned for their ability to thrive in the future. They're concerned for their ability to evolve their businesses and to provide for their respective families in a future that's becoming more uncertain by the day. So as far as small to medium-sized business owners are concerned or entrepreneurs are concerned, the antidote to fatigue, overwhelm, and anxiety is confidence and direction. And so I think the role that your listeners need to play is to be the source of confidence and certainty and safety and security for the customers or the clients that they serve, as well as the people that they lead.
Now, Mike, earlier this year, you declared 2011 the year of the maestro. Who is this maestro, and how does the maestro matter to business owners and managers?
A maestro is literally the Italian word for teacher or master. And it's usually a term that is applied to an artist or to a conductor of an orchestra. I use the word maestro to describe those people who are so good at what they do, Ian, that it occurs to the people who they're serving as a form of art. So when we are in the presence of someone who's just a fantastic auditor, or if we're in the presence of someone who's a fantastic lawyer, or we're in the presence of someone who's a fantastic salesperson, or a fantastic communicator, or a fantastic writer, when we are experiencing their product or their service, it is so satisfying to us and so exhilarating, in fact, that it occurs to us as a kind of art. And the question that we ask ourselves is, how does he do that? Or how does she do that? How do they know so much? How do they have such a command of their subject matter? How are they able to get other people so motivated or to achieve the kind of results that they achieve? And so the ultimate compliment I think that one can be paid in the current environment is to be, in fact, branded as a maestro.
Now, as I said off the top, you say that leaders are in competition for the same thing, and that is others' time. And that actually means that you need to be able to command people's sustained attention. What's the rationale behind that assertion?
Well, you know, in the starting point of any transaction is someone being willing to actually listen, hear, look at, or watch what you have to say. And I will tell you that this conversation that we're having now is because something that I did or some contribution that I've made to your life over the past few years has motivated you to engage me in this conversation and vice versa. I'm giving you my time because A, you represent a great source of value for me, and B, you represent a conduit by which I can literally communicate with thousands of people who may benefit from this message. So we've each earned a space in each other's mind as somebody who gives the other person what I call ROT, return on time. And especially if you're a small to medium-sized business owner, you are in competition for your customers' time, you're in competition for your employees' time. In fact, you're in competition for your friends' time, right? And people will give you time if you reward them for it. So in business, there has to be a financial return, there has to be a career return, there's got to be a measurable return on the investment that people are making. And of course, on the home front, or as far as your friends are concerned, it's all about providing people with the pleasure and the fulfillment that they can get from you in a world that can be pretty hostile and can be pretty demanding. And so one of the mantras that I live by is very simply, in every meeting, we train people how to expect us to be in the next meeting. So they're people to whom I give my time because they've trained me to expect them to really make a valuable contribution. And so the final thing I'll say here is that every meeting is the most important meeting because it's the one that leads to the next meeting. And we're only as good as our last meeting.
Now, the maestro commands sustained attention through what you call the six C's. Let's go through each of them in the time we have available. Let's start with consciousness. What is it that these maestros are conscious of?
Right. So they are aware of what's going on around them. They are plugged into what I call the zeitgeist. This is the prevailing spirit of the times. As Scott Fitzgerald described Gatsby in his great book, The Great Gatsby, he said Gatsby had a heightened sensitivity to the promises of life. So the first characteristic of a maestro is that they are acutely aware of what's going on around them, and they see opportunities, and they hear things, and they see things that lesser developed mortals may not see or hear. So it then leads to confidence, and confidence is simply a belief in yourself, a belief that you will prevail irrespective of the odds against you. It is an understanding of the fact that what lies in front of you are tiny matters compared to what lies within you. And the interesting thing here, Ian, is that all of us are going where we've never been before. So there's always going to be a gap between what you can do and what you must do. And that gap requires confidence. So there's a level of belief that gets you through the zone where you may not be ready for what it is that you need to be ready for. And I work with a lot of leaders who demonstrate that. In fact, the main difference between those who make it happen and those who wonder what happened may, in fact, just be confidence. Then we get to the third C, which is potentially one of the hardest to master, and that is competence. And I talk about calm, C-A-L-M, competence at the level of maestro. And Ian, this is simply having such a mastery over your profession or over your discipline or over your subject matter that you are extraordinary at what you do. And there is no substitute and there's no shortcut for this level of competence. Malcolm Gladwell, in his book Outliers, talks about the 10,000-hour rule, that you need to invest at least 10,000 hours before you can achieve this level of competence. We then get to the fourth C, which is capacity. And Ian, this is just very simply your level of stamina, your level of vigor, your level of energy, and ultimately your level of resilience. You know, one of my mantras is that in the game of life, it's not about who's right, it's about who's left. It's about bringing the vibrancy and the vitality and the health and the sense of well-being to everything you do and being able to recover quickly. You know, the difference very often between those really successful entrepreneurs and those who just survive is the really successful entrepreneurs roll with the punches. They deal with the setbacks and, in fact, learn from the setbacks and get stronger through every experience.
Can you share a little bit about how entrepreneurs can develop these capacities?
Yeah. The one biggest challenge facing entrepreneurs, as you and I know, is the amount of time that they are dedicating to their business. And so, you know, they're putting in the 10, 12, 14-hour days and neglecting their physical machines until they become fatigued or they become stale or, in fact, they have to deal with something more serious. So one of the mandates that I would put to all your listeners here is do the equivalent of what the banks tell us to do, which is pay yourself first. Allocate that 1 hour, and I'm going to tell you to do this 7 days a week to take care of yourself physically. Go to the gym, go for a brisk walk, but make sure that you animate your body and make sure that you are in the best physical condition that you can be. And by the way, the older you get, the more time you have to spend on this. Then from an emotional standpoint, make sure that you surround yourself with people who you know really love you just the way you are, to quote Billy Joel. So relationships and the depth and quality of those relationships are as important as whatever you do with your body or whatever you put into your body. And then the third way is to really make sure that on a daily basis you are refreshing and revitalizing your mind. You know, if there's been one major medical discovery in the past 20 years, it's the fact that the one organ in the body that continues to renew itself if you give it enough attention is the brain. So in the words of Bob Dylan, stay forever young by pursuing new disciplines, by learning new skills, by talking to new people, by visiting new places. Surround yourself with great people whose relationships nurture you, and please allocate at least 1 hour a day to some brisk physical exercise to keep you fit and healthy.
So, Mike, finally, in the time we have left, tell us about the next two C's, collaboration and contribution.
Right. So if there's one theme that will define this decade of the new millennium, it is being able to do things with and through others. There's an ancient African saying that says we're all angels with one wing. We can only fly while embracing each other. And in what I'm seeing here and what we're seeing as an organization is that those people who succeed are what we call enthusiastic connectors. They reach out to people around them who have diverse points of view and who have diverse skills, and they then become the catalyst for other people becoming incredibly successful. So they continually looking for partnerships, they're continually reaching out to others, and most importantly, they are becoming agents of other success by being able to navigate their way through the new reality and adapt to a whole new set of realities. And then finally, everything culminates in the sixth C, which is contribution. And here's Lipkin's ultimate law of prosperity. It says, all success is a direct reciprocation of the contribution you've made to others, and generosity magnifies reciprocity. So let me repeat that. All success is a direct reciprocation of the contribution you make to others, and generosity magnifies reciprocity. So the more you give to others, the more they will be there for you. And I would say, if there's one final thought that I'd like your listeners to take away, it's give more than other people think is wise. Go above and beyond whatever the other person expects. It always pays out. If you develop a reputation for someone who lives above the line, so if the line is what other people expect, and you continually live above that line, what you find is that people come through for you in the clutch moments.
Mike, I want to thank you for sharing those ideas and that inspiration with the Business Coach Podcast.
Thanks, Ian.
Mike Lipkin is a coach, motivator, and the president of Environix Lipkin, and you can find Mike's blog and information about his training programs at mikelipkin.com. That's it for this episode of the Business Coach Podcast. Be sure to check out other episodes, which you can download from bmo.com/coach, profitguide.com, and iTunes. For other tools to help you build your business, visit the BMO Smart Steps for Business community at bmo.com/smartbusinessowners. Until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.